This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And, on the line now I have Fionnuala McLaughlin, manager of the Dublin Tenancy Protection Service. Good morning, Fionnuala. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, now you're launching this report today, and the service has been in for 1 year. So give us some content of what the report will contain.
Okay, I suppose it's quite a positive report. Thankfully, we started the Tenancy Protection Service back in June 2014. And basically, we were set up to try and keep families initially in the private rented sector, because so many families were losing their tenancies for one reason or the other. The majority being that rents were being increased and the rent caps weren't covering them, basically. So they had to leave those tenancies. So we set up the Tenancy Protection Service. We work very closely with the Department of Social Protection, so that where someone gets a rent increase, where it brings them above their rent cap, we have a system, a protocol put in place where we can apply to the department and get a higher rate of rent above their rent cap to ensure that they can remain in their tenancies. Initially, when we started, it was for families only, but we've actually branched out now to cover all people in rented accommodation as long as they're on rent supplement.
That's covered a shortfall. What base, apart from the part of the rents going up and like that, if a landlord decides to sell a house, what sort of rights have people got? Is it sufficient to cover them?
It is, and I suppose, like, if a landlord needs to sell, they need to sell. You know, there's nothing that we can do to stop them in some instances if they've decided to sell. Sometimes it's pressure being put on them from the banks to sell the property. In some instances, you know, there could have been a small issue, you know, that the tenant might have kind of hid behind as such. So we would always contact the landlord and see if we can get an extension maybe for 6 months, or we would check the notice of termination to make sure that it is valid. And if it's not valid, we can ensure that they do get a valid notice of termination so that they can stay in the property for as long as they're legally entitled to stay there.
Mm-hmm. And sorry, go on.
No, I suppose I was just saying, you know, in some instances the landlord's willing to let it go on for a further 6 months because it is so difficult to find something else, you know, in order just to keep that tenant, to prevent them from going into homeless services as such.
Okay, and apart from the financial aspect of it, what other sort of tenancy problems have you had to deal with?
Well, I suppose the majority would be budgeting nowadays. So even if the landlord hasn't put up the rent, people are finding it difficult to manage on welfare. You know, in a lot of circumstances, they might have had a job previously, so they've come to us for assistance because they don't know what to do. They don't know about rent supplement. They've never had any assistance before from the Department of Social Protection, so they come to us, and I suppose a lot of it would be advice on how they can remain there and to work with the department to get the rent supplement and to work with the landlord to make sure that the landlord will accept the rent supplement as well. So I suppose we can act as a backup and an advice centre for both the tenant and the landlord. And sometimes the landlord's quite happy to have us there if any issues do arise, again, that they can contact us and we can nip any problems in the bud. But, I mean, from our perspective, the majority would be budgetary related anyway, whether it be a rent increase or whether it just be surviving day to day.
And they have their own association as well, the people that rent them. But some of them that would be off the market, how hard are they to deal with? Or do you have to deal with them?
What do you mean off the market?
Well, you know, they're not in the association by the landlords. Haven't they got an association?
Well, the landlord has, they have the Irish Landlords Association, but I mean the PRTB is there for, the Private Residential Tenancy Board is there for both parties. You know, it acts as a court system to ensure that both parties keep up with their rights and responsibilities, and, you know, if there is any issues kind of that we can't solve, or that, you know, that neither party wants to hear what we have to say, then the PRTB is there for both parties to use.
Okay, now the minister is going to be attending the launch today. What's response did you get from him? He seems to be pretty happy with the report and seems to be helping you in any way he can. Is that true?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. I suppose it's a positive story, as we said. You know, I mean, we've helped over nearly 5,500 callers in our first year, and of them, over 2,500 were at risk as such of losing their tenancies. We've saved as of the end of, or as of the middle of June, we were a year old and we saved almost 900 tenancies, you know. Mm-hmm. That figure now has gone well above the 1,000 mark. So, I mean, it's a service that's working. It's a service that makes sense from our perspective in that the cost of the rent increases is nowhere near what it would cost to put these people into homeless accommodation, particularly families into hotels for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is, as I said, it's a service that is working and it's a positive service, you know.
Yeah, I'd say it was something you didn't think you'd have to set up, because the talk 4 or 5 years ago was that homelessness would be abolished by 2012, a threshold. I mean, that was the whole aim of everything. And instead of going one way, it's gone exactly the opposite, the polar opposite,
absolutely. Do you know, before we were the Tenancy Protection Service, we were the Access Housing Unit for 10 years previous to that. And what we did was we housed people from homeless accommodation into private rented accommodation. But obviously, you know, 2014, the end of 2013, that became more difficult, and I suppose everything kind of went AWOL, as you say, and it kind of turned the corner, so we had to kind of act fairly quickly and see what else we could do and turn the service around to try and do the opposite of what we were doing, trying to keep people in the tenancies rather than try and put them in, you know, and keep them, because there's nowhere else for them to go, you know. There's very little rental accommodation out there at the minute, and rents have gone so high, so we turned over a page as such and flipped it.
Can I ask you, you know, what they did, like, I think it was 2 years ago with the bed sits, did that exacerbate the problem quite a lot? I imagine it did, because, I mean, you don't want people living in substandard conditions, but at the same time, with the bed sits being there, I mean, people were happy enough and most of the people were living on their own. Do you think that, as I say, exacerbated the situation?
Yeah, I suppose it probably didn't help matters, but I suppose it was part of a bigger picture, really, of what was going on and the difficulties that were coming upon us with regards to, there was nothing being built. So, you know, as you say, you don't want people living in substandard accommodation, and we would have never housed anyone in substandard accommodation, but I suppose it did make it more difficult because the majority of our clients would have been single male, and, you know, they would have been happy to take beds. It's, you know, but I mean, that was just a small part of the problem that was coming upon us at the time.
It seemed to be a contradiction in terms to an extent, because I've heard people talking about it over the years, and like where they went arresting the problem of homelessness to the extent, and also not building any houses, and yet they bring in a statute like this, which compounded the problem. It just seemed crazy to most people.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. But I mean, at least we're here and we can help so much, you know. And, you know, they haven't built anything, but I hope there are plans there. So, I mean, we can just assist as many people as we can while the properties are in the process of being built as such, you know. So it's at least we're here to help rather than just ignoring the problem as such. At least they put our service in place, and that we were there and available for everyone on rent supplement as such to try and prevent it getting any worse. Like, I know it hasn't stopped the problem with regards to people going into homeless services, but it could be quite an awful lot worse. You know, there are thousands now in rent or in homeless accommodation, but there could be 1,000 more if we hadn't been there to save those tenancies at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, as I said, I just listened to people talking, and I'm just thinking a couple on the TV last night and people living in hotel rooms, and I can't see much difference in that. I'm not putting down any hotels or anything, but when you put a family into a hotel room, it can't be much different than a bedsit, if it's not actually worse. So that's the problem that a lot of people see out there, and what actually happened in the past of the past 5 years, where you have to set up this extra agency to what you were doing already to try and help people out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I do, yeah, and I understand. I agree with you on one hand, you know, but I mean, it is what it is, and it that was done, 4 years ago now at this stage. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but as I said, we were set up for families, and we would have never housed a family in a bed, just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I see where you're going with the hotel room and all that kind of thing, but it's just the way it is at the minute, you know. Okay. But as I said,
Okay, the launch is today and it's in the Ascot Suite of the Callan Hotel, the Alexandra Hotel rather, in Fenian Street.
Yeah.
And the minister says it's going to be there. Further negotiations going on with the Minister Kelly, obviously, hopefully anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we would, at the minute, we're just in Dublin. We have set up a tenancy protection there in January in Cork. We would like to see it rolled out to the border counties because rents there are increasing just as quickly now with the fact that people can't afford them, so they're moving out, so the rents there are increasing. So we would like to get it extended to the border counties and also to Cork and Limerick and the bigger cities as well, because rents there are just going through the roof as well. There doesn't seem to be a let-up at all. So that's, I suppose, what's in the pipeline with us and the minister at the minute. But he is going to be there today, as is Aideen Hayden, who's our chairperson.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it must be frustrating for, an agency like yourself who set out to do one thing and is having to add on all sorts of things along the way. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel at all, Fionnuala?
I
can hear I can hear frustration in your voice. That's it.
Not at all. No, I don't think it's going to get better for a while anyway, because as you said, you know, they haven't actually started building as of yet. I think the modular housing that the council are working on at the minute could be of great benefit when we find out more about that. But I think it should be a short-term solution to try and get people out of hotels, because at the minute there's no options for the people in the hotel. So at least if they had somewhere that they could call home and cook and clean for themselves and, you know, get a proper base for the kids, it could only be a positive thing.
Yeah, I think with the frustration for a lot of people as well is, they announce all these things, but it takes so damn long for them to get going. It seems like, okay,
absolutely,
we're going to do this. It just takes them so long to get something done.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's frustrating for everybody involved. You know, it's frustrating for them as well that they've to go through so many, hoops really to get everything passed and to get everything up and running, but it's the only thing I see in the pipeline at the minute that can work.
Well, all I can say is congratulations, Threshold, on the tenancy protection service that you are providing at the moment, and it is alleviating a lot of problems for a couple of thousand people over, just as you said, over the past year. Maybe you can put a little bit of a fire on the Minister Kelly today and get him to hurry up with all his prefabs.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fionnuala. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.